Two patients here. First patient is Madeline, spelled M-A-D-E-L-Y-A-N, or rather Y-N-N. Last name Sherouse, S-H-E-R-R-O-U-S-E. And date of birth, 1/29 of 21. Date of service, 3/20 of 23. And this is a two-year-old little girl. Mom brings her in with a fever and cough. Also has, mom believes it's a sore throat. She has sinus issues as well and green phlegm, nasal stuffiness as well. No nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. No verbalization of any abdominal pain. She has semi-normal activity levels. At times it's good, and then when she feels a bit worse and spikes a bit of a fever, she's very clingy and just wants to be by mom. Period, new paragraph. Normal bowel movements and urination. Period, new paragraph. Vital signs, respirations 16, temperature 98.1, oxygenation 98% on room air. Pulse within normal limits. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications, none. Medical history, negative. Surgical history, negative. Social history, lives with mom, dad, and sibling. Labs today include a strep test, which was negative. On exam, patient is awake, alert, and she does interact with me, although she needs to be consoled by the mom. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, mild tympanic membrane erythema bilaterally, however, a bit more so on the right. Oral pharyngeal area, erythematous, mild strawberry tongue, oral mucosa moist, neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lipodynopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmurs, normal rate and rhythm. Lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen soft, non-tender, period, new paragraph assessment, and plan. Acute pharyngitis, acute sinusitis. Patient will be given Amoxil, 200 per 5 ml, 5 ml PO, BID 10 days, number 100 ml, period, new paragraph. Cough, Histex PD, 0.5 ml, 4 times daily PRN cough. She is to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, and mom will either call or return to clinic if needed, period, new paragraph. Next patient. Patient name Ella, E-L-L-A, last name Sherouse, S-H-E-R-R-O-U-S-E. And date of birth, 7/10 of 18, date of service, 3/20 of 23. This is a four-year-old little girl. Mom brings her in related to cough. Also, she has been complaining about some right ear pain as well. Patient also has a red rash on her bottom. She is still in diapers. Patient does have a history of autism. She is wanting some cream for the for the tinea as a diaper rash, period, new paragraph. Normal bowel movements, normal urination. She hasn't been running fevers, period, new paragraph. Vital signs, pulse within normal limits, respiration 16, temperature 98.1, oxygenation 98% on room air. Current weight today is 41 pounds. Period, new paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none, medical history, autism, surgical history, negative, social history, lives with mom and dad, negative for secondhand smoke, also has a sibling, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, interacts well through the exam to me, she is very cooperative. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears, bilateral tympanic membrane erythema, however, the right side is profoundly more erythematous and bulging, period, new paragraph. Oral pharyngeal area, erythema noted, however, mild in nature. Oral mucosa moist, neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lipodynopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, regular rate and rhythm, lungs clear to auscultation, abdomen is soft, non-tender. Remainder of this exam is unremarkable, period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute otitis media. Patient will be given amoxicillin, 400 per 5 ml, 5 ml PO twice a day for 10 days, number 100 ml, period, new paragraph. Cough, Brumfed DM, 3 ml PO, QID, PRN cough, number 80 ml, period, new paragraph. diaper rash, Nystatin cream, 60 grams, apply to diaper rash twice, apply to the rash and the diaper area twice a day. Period. In a paragraph, I've reviewed all this with the mom. She will monitor for improvement, return to clinic or call if not improving.